welcome to the Kay Thompson Live Show. All righty, and welcome to the Kay Thompson Live Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We're on a little bit later than usual because different things and different systems and ways to do stuff on the website, but you're learning every day. Today is the 18th of February, 2015. I'm the Sun. My name is Eric Payne, and you are?
I'm Kay Thompson Payne, and I am the mother. And we have a very exciting show for tonight. Eric, we're waiting for that call from the throne room in Missouri under Malachi Majestic. And he has a brand new business. You know, as a matter of fact, it's not really new, but it's been 3 years in the making, and he's doing quite well. It is the throne room in Missouri, and what they are is they're a rap, battle rap organization, business, and they're doing quite well. So we're hoping that he will call in. He probably called in already, but since we are a little bit late, we may have to call in. But we can probably start seeing if he is on. He's calling from an 816 number as soon as we get through, or if he can hear us.
But we have other things to talk about it, so what else were you talking about?
Okay, what I was going to be talking about to him was the fact that he is a producer and promoter of Battle Rap. And he's in Kansas City, and they're in Missouri. As a matter of fact, you know, their business is really moving because of the fact that they are now doing the Battle Rap event, you know, in not only in Missouri, but Colorado, Kansas, Indiana, Illinois, Milwaukee, Minnesota, Detroit, and they are moving all over the country. So it's really been quite successful. So we're dying to get him on and have him talk more about his company. And for those of you who are interested in Malachi Majestic's business, they call it Majestic. It's a new block business that is increasing in interest, as a matter of fact. So if he will call in, he will be calling in from an 816 number, and we are waiting for that call. And we're going to be finding out an awful lot about how you go about being involved in battle rap. You know, battle rappers, don't you?
Right. And while we're waiting for Malachi, let's talk about the events of the day. The events of the day today would seem like, if anybody's been seeing, the vice president introduced the defense secretary, swear him in. We had another Joe Biden moment there. And that Joe Biden moment was when, you know, the vice president is kind of a touchy-feely kind of guy and likes to, you know, sometimes he oversteps the boundaries, the physical boundaries, when he's talking to people. And he's the kind of guy that lets loose with the language every once in a while. And, you know, I don't know, some people were talking about it on Twitter. It's a little bit of a story that he's a little too friendly sometimes when he is putting his arms around people and the women folk and such. I don't know. You guys tell me. Take a look at the video if you get a chance, a little news clip where good old Joe was getting kind of friendly, a little bit too familiar with the, I think it's the Secretary of Defense's wife. I'm sure, not meaning anything about it. And also today we're talking about, you know, these kind of just some things in the news, the current events, before we get to other things. You know, the ISIS crew really kind of scares me a little bit. I don't know about you folks out there, but it scares me a little bit because, you know, those guys seem to just want to terrorize, just don't like nothing, just terrorizing everybody for everything, everywhere. And we kind of, it's not really clear, if you're an average person out there, what exactly, you know, what are they? I mean, they're mad at the United States in general. Everybody is. Terrorists, usually. And the Western culture, yeah. And you have the Islamic extremists, or guys who happen to be Muslim or extreme, because they don't want to use certain words anymore. But so it's kind of hard to see who we're mad at and who's mad at us and why they're mad. And why they're mad at certain people for what and what really they want. And, you know, it's kind of just getting all confusing, and you don't know why people are mad, okay? And you don't know why people are mad, stuff like that, and how the war went. After a minute, you just wonder how the war started even in the first place. But these are just a couple of things, you know, that was on my mind a little bit in terms of some of the current events. I understand we have Mally's on the phone. We'll be talking about battle rapping, as we were talking about a little while ago. Battle rapping is something that's, a lot of people have cut their teeth on the streets battle rapping, and it's got a long history in hip-hop culture, At one time, a lot of cats were fighting, taking it to actually fisticuffs, like they used to say back in my day, a little bit before. And so kind of the battle rapping and like the breakdance are kind of, just to give you a way back history of it, that's something that kind of resulted as a way for cats to challenge each other, but not always make it violent, stuff like that. And when you hear these people, when they rap, and they, particularly when you battle rap, you have to have a quick mind. You have to actually pay attention. You know, a lot of people don't think that rappers pay attention to current events and the news and what's going on in their society. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's just that you get the truth when you hear a lot of kids that are out there battle rapping, a lot of young people are out there. You get the truth, you get the poetry and the truth, and you get it real right off the street. So when you hear battle rapping done and you get some real good battle rappers that are doing it, it's really something that makes you pay attention. So got Malachi, my nephew, on the line.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's going on?
How you doing? How you doing? I'm here.
Why don't you talk about, what battle rapping is, and from your perspective, when you started putting it together there, my nephew doing big things there in the throne room. What's going on? First, tell us what you have going on in the throne room currently. What's going to be happening?
Oh, man, we got a lot of upcoming events coming on. We're basically booked out to probably about my VIP of the label with me, Annette, in here too.
Gotta be trying.
And we probably booked up to about May. And basically, just to get on a point you were saying earlier about the battling and going against each other. Right now, we're about bars over bullets. You know what I mean? So it's basically about rhyming over violence. You know what I'm saying? There's other ways to take out anger. You know what I'm saying? Even if you have a problem with somebody, you don't have to go out there, just fight them. Now we got ways, we'll put them in the ring. You get your stuff out, and we're basically like we're the judge. So we'll hear them out. The best person at the end is basically the winner. And it's, it's getting real big right now on that part of culture.
Right. And it's happening all across the country, and it's been going on for quite a while. How did you get into it? Why did you want to form a battle rap league as opposed to, pursuing, just from an artist standpoint, which a lot of people, they want to be artists, and not a lot of people realize the benefits of being producing and also producing things like a battle rap. So why did you decide to do that?
Well, basically, it was more of a outlook on it. It kind of fell on us the way we actually started. We, as you said, we're all artists ourselves. I'm an artist myself. And we all started off by, saying who's the best in this. And, we got in a little fuse about whose style was better, whose patterns were better, whose delivery was better, whose performance was better. And we started going against each other. More and more people started to show up to these little house events that we actually started off having, which was actually in the basement. More and more people started coming to these events to the point where we couldn't even hold them in that basement anymore. And we actually had to start going to clubs and everything to the point now we may have 100, 200 people, crowds and stuff now with us. So, but that's how it started. It was just us, kind of joking around. And crowds just, it kind of took off on its own.
I see. And so when you have your battle rappers, how do you choose the fight card, so to speak? How does the matchup get paired up? How do people get paired up?
I'm going to let Netta answer this one because she handles the matches.
Basically, you just inbox me at Netta B. Tryon on Facebook, and I set you up with the battle. That's literally how it goes.
I see. You don't do Netta B. Tryon. You don't do any kind of weigh-ins or, the statistics can spit so-and-so bars a minute.
You start off at a PG level on the proving grounds, and we set you up with 1 minute I mean, one round, 3-minute rounds for a couple of times until you can prove yourself to actually do a three-round, 3-minute round.
I see. And is there,
so
you know,
have to
I
start off in level.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It starts off in levels. You have
I
to
see.
Prove yourself to rise.
And who judges that? The crowd judges that the rappers go to the next level?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes. You'll be able to tell by crowd reaction, by anticipation of your next battle. There will be a lot of ways to tell how you're going to advance.
Let me ask a question, Malachi, Majestic, and
yes.
And Edison. Listen, I understand that you've been in Colorado, you've had a battle rap in Kansas, Indiana, Illinois, Milwaukee, Minnesota, Detroit. Which would be the state that you really like going into? In other words, which
place really got going to?
Yeah. Where the rappers were really fantastic come from, anyway?
Well, right here in Missouri.
Throne room.
Right here in Missouri, really. I mean, even on the big circuit of what we do, because, I mean, we're all in the battle rap, but battle rap is much, much bigger than us. And even in the biggest circuit of battle rap, which is URL, and now some of the best battle rappers are from Missouri. They're from St. Louis. You know, they're from Missouri. We have a girl out here right now, Marasha. She's almost 1 million views on, you know, she battles all over the country and about to start the world, and she's from right here in Kansas City. So...
So, is there trying to be kind of a national battle rap showdown to see who's the best in the country? I mean, have you guys reached out to other organizations that promote?
Yeah, we battle against other leagues. A lot of leagues do that now. Instead of just a battler, the bigger thing now, I guess a lot of people are trying to do is this whole league versus league thing. So they'll pick 5, 6, maybe 7 of their guys, go against 5, 6, 7, you know, from state to state or even city to city, depending on how far the one league is from the next.
Right.
We have other leagues here that we kind of we work with at times, but we also, they're our rival league, so a lot of time we're challenging them and going against them.
Yeah.
But at the
end
of the day, it's still all love. It's, you know, it's still all respect when we walk off. Everyone shakes hands and, you know, go home. And we let with the crowd basically judge it. Basically, it's more judged off of YouTube. It'd be the internet that judges the battle. So it's no clear winner when you actually battle that day, unless, you know, people go up to you in the crowd and be like, you know, you won, or I think you won, or you did a good job, or somebody might say, yeah, you know, he got you, I think you lost this one, you got to do better. But that's not the clear thing. It's always going to the camera view, which would say if you win or not. And that also stops a lot of the tension after the shows, too. So.
Right, because you have to kind of wait for the results a little bit to see how many people click on the particular battles. Is that correct?
Right. Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your views. You can find us at Throw Room KC Battle League on YouTube.
Say that again.
Throw Room KC Battle League on YouTube.
Okay. And so how do people, when people go to watch the videos, how do they determine? They leave comments on who they thought won that particular battle when they watch it on YouTube?
Basically, that's exactly it. You leave comments. And, you know, basically the way we do it is the most comments or whoever you have, most people that said, you know, legitimate comments, not just people who put mumble jumble up there, but legitimate comments saying, I think you won, you know, or I think this person did this. And a lot of battlers, we like to break down stuff. So we'll do, well, round one, I think this person did this with his delivery. Round two, I think maybe you more got this one because your bars are a lot more sharp there. And maybe round three, I gave it to this person. So 2-1, you know, we give it to this person. Or maybe it's a 3-0, we give it all to this person. You know, it's a whole system to everything in this.
Now let me ask you, Mally, how do you think battle raps and things like that, how do you think that's affected the music industry overall in terms of how people, you know, hear music, how people, you know, purchase music? How as a business, well, what do you think that it's done for the hip hop music business?
I mean, I think it's very good for the business because a lot of the battle rappers, you know, what we say, our lingo is bars. You know, we got bars. A lot of those bars will help them make them songs. I mean, if you even look into people like Cassidy just had a battle rap, or Drake's been thinking about getting into battle rap, or Snoop Dogg just had a whole thing because, you know, because Mirashi was on it. He did a whole little battle rap show thing. They had a battle rap in the middle of, the BET Awards, and, you know, Eminem did his Slaughterhouse battle. So, you know, battle rap's really taken over a big part of hip-hop culture. You know, 106 done went to smack with a hip-hop Freestyle Friday, 106 in Park, you know. So, I mean, it's really taken a mainstream. And some of these battlers are really getting paid a lot of money. Some battlers, like, we're trying to book, like, A-Verb or something. He charged $5,000 just to step on the stage. You know, some of these guys charge a lot, you know. But they're well worth it, though, too.
Yeah, that's not including travel. That's just $5,000 to step in the ring, like.
Mm-hmm. And when people want to get on, how can they, how can the battle rap people contact you guys, or guys from your folks in your area or wherever that want to get down with your league? How can they contact you?
You can contact Netta B. Tryon on Facebook.
Or Malachi Majestic on Facebook.
Or you can contact 913-605-3810. 913-605-3810.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, you can look for us on a Facebook group, Throne Room Battle League, and on Twitter at Throne KC Room.
Okay. All right. Then those are the ways that you can contact you guys at the Throne Room Battle League. What's the most recent upcoming one now that's going to be coming up the soonest?
Saturday, 2 days.
This Saturday. Going down out there in KC.
It's going to be the Diamond Cuts Barbershop.
At the Diamond Cuts Barbershop. Who are the battlers?
Oh, man, it's basically a PG card, so it's a lot of the newer guys. I personally don't know them all off top.
Okay.
It's a lot of newer guys.
Give the number one more time, Malachi, for the number for people to call it. Call 913-635, and what's the letter?
605. It's
913-605-3810.
All right. And thank you guys for talking to us. We're having a little technical difficulty here tonight. So I want to thank Malachi the Majestic and Netta B. Tryon from the Throne Room Battle Rap League, calling in, let us know what's up with the battle rapping. Once again, Mally, you got some clips out there too, right? Some performance clips out there that people need to see. That you want to let people know to check out a couple of your videos
on YouTube.
Oh yeah, YouTube. Some Throne Room Battle League.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mally. We're gonna be talking to you soon. Mally the Majestic, who also happens to be my nephew.
And Netta B. Tryon.
Thank you for coming out representing the battle rap.
Okay.
On Throne Room.
We're going to be checking with you later on, and we'll find out how you're doing.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Okay. And right now, we're going to be here. Okay. Now we're waiting to talk to Mal Wolfhook. And Mal Wolfhook is going to be talking about his mom. And Mal is a good friend, and he is a, he was with WOIB dealers and programming and everything else, and he's been a long-time friend. And his mother, Dr. Muriel Petione, really a prominent Harlem physician, died. And in her last days, she amassed quite a lifetime as a Harlem physician and community activist. You know, she was, most people knew her. She was, one of the oldest community doctors in Harlem. and people had known her from, oh, from years and years ago. She made a vision task on women in medicine in Harlem. And she was, she gave her each set of marching orders to sometimes the Harlem physicians, and she was quite a community activist. And she used to recruit new volunteers for the Harlem Elders Program. And there was a new clinic that she had worked involved with on 145th Street, and she was, you know, among the dozens of people who praised her was Charlie Rangel and Percy Sutton and so many other people. And she died, I think it was a couple of years ago. But Mal, we're waiting for Mal Wolfhook to call her son, and Mal will tell us more about Dr. Petione. And as soon as we hear from Mal, we will get right to him. But she was really quite a famous person. And, you know, she did so much for old women, you know, in medicine. And as a matter of fact, I think her father was also a doctor. And they were born in Trinidad. So came here and really, you know, added so much, absolutely so much to, you know, to Harlem and to the Harlem medical community. And she was with women, you know, with women in the medical field. And so we are waiting to hear.
Right. Well, on top of that, I'm sure Mal will be calling in at some time. If not, we're going to continue on with the show. It's great that we have a lot of black female women doctors, and Mal's mother was definitely a pioneer in that area. I was just reading an article about a woman that directed that invented the technology to do cataract surgery. I believe it was a black woman doctor. And, you know, black female physicians are really at the forefront of their industry and in the medical field. But a couple other things that are going on today in the news that we can see, as I said, the president trying to find ways to deal with the ISIS crew, the terrorists in ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And really something that, that gives us all something to think about. I mean, it's really these battles, this constant state of war we find ourselves in with people that are called terrorists, really is a battle of the minds and a battle of ideology. It's, you know, you can blow up, kill some of theirs, they kill some of ours, and really it's got to be a battle of ideologies and who has the best approach to humanity and life. And really, that's what we're going to be, you know, fighting against. A lot of people try to figure out how to beat these terrorists, and also why they're getting the support. Clearly, they're getting support from some people somewhere, and why so many young people, young Arabs, and even young Americans want to go off and join ISIS. And we really have to look at the ideology that we promote, and what they're promoting, and what they stand for. And that's really the way you overcome people who would truly do evil in the world, and people who would cause chaos and terror, or people who have legitimate grievances or legitimate points to make. So that's another thing in the culture part, I mean, our pop culture. Also, we're talking about also as well as, you know, it's getting up close to people start running for president, and you got Jeb Bush coming out now. You know, the question with Jeb Bush is what I saw on some of the news channels today was that whether he's going to be like his father and his brother. And, you know, the people are kind of tripping out. Is he going to use the same people? Or it's just kind of one of those questions that I think just kind of drives a news cycle that people just kind of make up something so they can have something to talk about. Because, of course, he's going to use everybody that's been affiliated with his father and his brother. I don't know why that question was asked. Of course, he's going to use everybody that they work for. Those guys have an ideology, and they work with people with people that have their ideology. So, you know, everybody knows what they're going to get with another Bush running for office. I don't think you know, there's any great mystery. Every time one of them seems to have left office, we're always going to be left with a deficit. And every time a Democrat leaves office after a Bush, there seems to be a surplus. So we'll definitely see about that. You wanted to say, Ma?
Yeah, I wanted to say something about the Jack Academy, you know, the school in East Orange, and the school in East Orange, New Jersey, in the year 1964. And the reason why I want to mention that is because we're going to make that available, you know,
1964. I'm sure that's not the case.
Well, and
94, maybe.
1994, it could be, yeah. But anyway, let me see. Electronic Media Development for Learning Program. Yes, that would be in 1994. And it was at Jackson Academy in East Orange. So those people who were on the staff there, you know, and I'm going to be making this available because I had forgotten about it for a while, Eric. And I taught the Electronic Media Development for Learning Program there. And just recently, a friend had passed, Gwen Cunningham, and I got out the Jackson Academy tape of the program, the Electronic Media Development for Learning Program, and Gwen was in there, and I wanted to let her, you know, children know that I had this information that I was going to make it available to them. But I also want to tell what this is all about. As a matter of fact, you know, it was a prominent program, and it was endorsed by Congressman Donald Payne Sr. You know, he had come to the opening part of it. What the program was, I taught teachers how to teach their students how to do talk shows on television, you know, television talk shows in the classroom. And each of the teachers had to come up with a particular topic that they were going to have their children do. And it's not really to push that particular topic, but it was to enforce and strengthen their reading. And within a six-week period, their reading scores had absolutely gone up so high that, the people from the State Department of Education came to the school at that time in 1994 and, made presentations to the principal of the school, Gladys Calhoun. And I think she might still, I hope she's still in Texas. She went to retire. And I thought of it because of this friend who was teacher and just passed, and to make this available. So we are going to make this available. And what had happened was that it was such a successful program that I was hired at the, you know, with the from the State Department of Education to teach in various areas throughout the state of New Jersey, and very successful. And the premise of the whole thing was to, as I said, strengthen the kids' reading, which it did because they were doing something they wanted to do. They wanted to be involved in television. They all were watching television, which really was not that popular at that time, to use as an educational tool. So since I was doing that and then also on the air at the same time in doing this, it was quite successful. Kids liked it. They loved it. And when you see this, it is an hour long, so we're trying to figure out a way to put it on the broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio and let people know where they can get it. And also, I'm going to be providing a little bit of a curriculum for people, you know, so they can pick it up and use it because it's very popular. Also, during this, the people who came to it to see it was a lot of people in New York will probably recognize this name, Andy Cooper from the City Sun. He came because Andy was on the air for me, and he had his wife Jocelyn Cooper, who they were very involved in education.
And Andy Cooper was
the publisher of the City Sun newspaper, which was a brand new newspaper at that time.
At the time in 1994,
during that time. During that time.
And the City Sun was an African American publication.
That's right. That came after the Amsterdam News.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy was a known person in the community. And also, and he was involved with education and doing news. Also, there was a mayor of East Orange, Cordell Cooper, was there. I mean, and then when Donald came, and Gus Henningberg was there, and Glenda Taylor, writer, poet, she was there.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes and, guest of the show, friend
right.
of the show,
that's
Glenda
right.
Taylor.
Yeah, poet. And then also, of course, Congressman Donald Payne Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time, he used this time to make a presentation to his son, Donald Payne Jr., and he made a presentation for a congressional presentation that he had made before Congress, citing Donald Payne Jr.'s bravery. You want to tell about that? How that happened?
When
Donald was working, when Donald Payne Jr. was working as a toll collector on the Parkway,
right.
A woman had driven up to pay her toll. And she had a little girl in the car. And for some reason, she had gotten out, I think maybe to pick up something, and the car started going.
Right, the car, I think, I'm not exactly sure of the story myself, that's what I heard. The car started taking on, rolling away.
Yeah, and Choppy, which we call Donald Payne Jr., what he did was he ran after the car and was able to get into the car and stop the car.
Uh-huh.
And the poor woman, of course, was, you know, definitely afraid that someone was going to have to do a shot at the car. So that's what happened, and it was an act of bravery.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, seeing him accept his award when Donald Payne Sr. presented it to him that day.
Right. He presented the proclamation to him for the bravery of that act.
Right,
or whatever.
Right. And he made that presentation during the time that we were showing the city and, you know, state officials and the teachers and whatnot, the results of this whole program, the Electronic Media Development for Reading program.
Was kind of used the production of a TV show, a talk show, as a teaching tool to kids excited about learning and excited about how they're going to research the subjects and things like that. Which is kind of interesting. Nowadays, you find everybody has their own little camera on their cell phone, and they can make their own little show. Or nowadays, you have YouTubes, Instagrams, people making their own little video clip of whatever they want. So that concept and idea in itself was actually quite revolutionary and ahead of its time.
Yeah.
When you look at how media and digital devices are used nowadays.
Yeah. We were going to be talking to Wayne Gilman calling in, and but you know, we kind of a little difficulty starting this. They have changed some of the ways that we get on Blog Talk Radio, so we are going to have to really deal with this during the week and make sure that we get on at our time that we're supposed to be on. So, you know, I'm really a little bit annoyed about that because we had to start about 5 minutes late, and I think that may have you know, interfered with Mal calling, you know, from South Jersey. And we will be doing the story on Dr. Petrioni again and soon we get in touch with him. But there's so many other things going on too for us to talk about, you know. I'm looking at the brand new newspaper, you know, the Newark Bound magazine, you know, that's, I think this is, what's his name, newspaper. Is there something I forget his name there, if you would know?
Victor Nichols.
Victor Nichols,
that magazine, though.
Yeah, and what happens is that, you know, if you think there's nothing going on downtown Newark, everybody, you know, we've mentioned this before, downtown Newark is being reborn. And congratulations to the mayor, Mayor Raz Baraka. You know, he is doing all he can to improve the school system. As a matter of fact, there's real issues going on in the school system. In fact, the students have they're demonstrating, you know, against the superintendent, Tammy Anderson. So we want to find out what all that is about and what's going on with the Newark school system. The kids are complaining that the governor is not paying that much attention to the school system, and I think they have some merit in that kind of complaint because when has he been in the state lately, you know? So there's a lot of things going on that you might want to, you know, take advantage of. As you know, a lot of people know that Dr. Clement Price, who was the African-American scholar, you know, at Rutgers University, you know, there's a remembrance of him, and that's going to be going on downtown Newark. And if you want to find out about what's going on down Newark, you have to get the newspapers or get that magazine what's going on.
Yeah, Newark Bound. So we're going to kind of, since we're thrown off tonight, we're going to kind of bring it to a close this evening because we're going to say we want everybody to rejoin us next week on Blog Talk Radio, the Kate Alton Live Show. Unless you have some other things you want to discuss in particular, Ma, this Newark, a lot of events going to be going on. I think these events might have been happening a little bit sooner. This is the older issue of Northbound magazine.
Yeah, but I'm mentioning that magazine anyway.
It comes out probably on a monthly basis. All right, and we're going to say that join us every week, every Wednesday from 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio, K Thompson Live Show. We're going to have Mal Wolfolk. We'll be talking to him again at another time, interviewing him about his mother, who's a trailblazer, a doctor in Harlem. And we're going to be talking about next week's events. And we're, now that we have worked our time thing out and be back on the air, we want everybody to come listen to us. You can also listen to our show's archive on Blog Talk Radio, the K Thompson Live Show. So, I'm the son. My name is Eric Payne, and you are.
And I'm K Thompson, and we will join you again next week for blogs on blogtalkradio.com. / K Thompson Live from 8 to 9 every week on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, there we go. Thanks. Good night. Talk to you later. Bye bye.